So something like 30 years ago, my mom turned to us and told us she was going to be a vegetarian. And that's not so weird now, but back then, I remember feeling almost scared. Like, what's wrong? What's happening? And what's mom going to eat? And then came the food, right? She didn't know how to cook good vegetarian food back then and, you know, didn't know anyone else who could. And so for a few years, she ate a lot of canned soy ham. Well, obviously, vegetarianism in America has evolved since then. But to this day, mom is amazed when she goes to like a fancy chef restaurant and there's more to eat for her than like a plate of steamed vegetables. She was so scarred by vegetarian food in the 80s. But it turns out that she probably just didn't know where to look. Our friend Joe Yonan, food editor at the Washington Post, more recently became a vegetarian. And he swears that he gets the most inspiration for creative cooking from a handful of cookbooks from 20, 40, and 50 years ago. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked with him to find out why these books are classics.
Hey, Joe Yonan, nice to have you back.
Thanks, Sally. Great to be here.
You are a recent vegetarian, and I think a lot of people are recent vegetarians, but you are in this unusual situation in that you see probably every book published in your job at the Washington Post.
Right.
So I am wondering, what are the vegetarian books that you really use at home?
Well, you know, I've been vegetarian for, it'll be 5 years pretty soon.
That happened fast.
5 years goes by fast. And yeah, it's true. There are so many great books coming out all the time and a lot of really great vegetarian books. But a lot of the ones that I turn to time and time again are much older. Not exclusively, but there are some fascinating books that are really feel modern in a way still that are decades, decades old. So I'm thinking particularly about one called Ten Talents.
I've never even heard of Ten Talents.
What? Yes, it's a book that was written by Rosalie Hurd and her husband and their Seventh-day Adventists. And they named the book after a quote from the founder of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which is really wonderful. I have to read it to you. She wrote, this is Ellen White. She wrote, "The one who understands the art of properly preparing food and who uses this knowledge is worthy of higher commendation than those engaged in any other line of work." This talent should be regarded as equal in value to 10 talents. Isn't that wonderful?
That is pretty wonderful.
And the book, I learned about it from my sister. My sister in Maine is a vegetarian going way back. And I had seen the book on her bookshelf. It's a relatively recent adaptation, updated edition of the book that has photos. And I have to warn people, if they get the latest edition of the book, the photos are regrettable. I was making fun of the book, as I do with some of the things from my sister's old hippie lifestyle. And then she made me some things that I thought were wonderful. And I asked her, where did she get this recipe? There was this beautiful little walnut oat burger that she made that was fantastic. And she said, oh, 10 talents. And that happened 3 or 4 times. And I thought, you know, I got to look a little more closely at this book. And it's a very interesting book.
You brought the book in. It's a spiral bound. It almost looks like a community church book.
Yes.
But it is hefty.
It's very thick now once they added all those regrettable photos.
What else is on your list that you go back to?
You know, probably the next big important one was the Moosewood Cookbook from Molly Katzen. This was originally in the 70s, 1977. She initially wrote this as a spiral bound book, too. It was just basically her drawings, her hand-lettered recipes and drawings when she was one of the cooks at the cooperative, the Moosewood Collective restaurant in Ithaca, New York. And she got so many requests for them, and she was mailing them all around that 10 Speed Press finally approached her about publishing it. And it became one of the best-selling cookbooks of all time.
And it's still in print.
Millions of copies still in print. She updated it, a 40th anniversary edition. She went through and lightened some of the recipes. She cleaned up the hand lettering, which I think is very funny, but it's not printed in typography still. It's still hand lettered. But these are the dishes that they served in the restaurant when she was there. So, and I still make some things out of it. She was doing a pizza with a zucchini crust, you know, decades before you heard of these cauliflower crust pizzas that people are doing today. And she's got lots of really great info in there. I still think about one thing that she says about salads. She says, "Be a benefactor with the oil, a miser with the vinegar, a poet with the salt, and a demon with the pepper.
Oh, the 1970s.
I just love that. Isn't that great? Yeah,
great advice. And do you have, is there a vegetarian book that you kind of think of as your joy of cooking or your really large companion? And what is that?
Absolutely. That is Deborah Madison's Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone, which is
a great book.
It's just an incredible book. The original edition had, I think, 1,200 recipes. She added a couple hundred recipes when she updated it in 2014. If you are vegetarian or you want to eat more vegetarian meals and you were to get only one book, this is the book that you should get. Absolutely. It's brilliant.
It is a pretty amazing book. It's interesting because two of the people that you just talked about are not vegetarians. Molly Katzen is not a vegetarian, nor is Deborah Madison.
That's right.
Really,
that's right. That's it. That isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. I mean, they eat mostly vegetarian, I think, but they're not purists about it. And I think that the fact that they aren't vegetarian might, this will probably get me in trouble, but it might possibly be one of the reasons why they are able to create food that's really appealing for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Joe, this is such a great list. Thanks.
My pleasure, Sally.
Joe Yonan is author of Eat Your Vegetables, Bold Recipes for the Single Cook. You can find Joe's recipe for cheesy beans and rice, a peasant's bowl, at splendidtable.org.